Proclamation number 3293 of 14th of October, 1944. Sin. Will. Prayer. You will never stumble in your will to do the right thing, for then I will protect you from it. But if you trust in your own strength, then your will is not meant for me, then you already exclude me from your thinking, and then you can also easily sin. Everything that goes against my laws, against the order I have established, is sin. If you desire me and therefore your will is directed towards me and towards unification with me, then you will not do anything which goes against my order, for since I know your will I will not leave you powerless to carry it out. But if you sin, then you draw on my adversary's strength and must also have turned to him beforehand through evil thoughts, words or works. Anyone who believes he can sin although his will is turned towards me does not know about my love for all my creatures. I can certainly test him and let him go through temptations, but his will can always overcome them because my grace is at his disposal, thus he need never sin as long as he strives to reach me. He can certainly become weak in temptation, i.e., he can feel weak, but he need never fall because a longing thought towards me already provides him with the strength to resist the temptation. And thus you humans always have prayer in every temptation, in every adversity and danger of the soul. If your heart longs for me, if your will is only meant for me alone, then every temptation of the world can approach you or tempt you to overturn the order. A heartfelt sigh to me for strength will let you victoriously overcome everything. Therefore do not believe that, if your will is good, you must sin. For in sin the strength of the one who is my adversary predominates. But you only give him strength through your will, which then no longer applies to me but has turned away from me. Sin is disregarding my commandments, acting against them. Sin is everything that destroys and does not build up, that causes hatred and lack of love and can therefore be recognized by every person as bad, i.e., contrary to God's will. Sin is a conscious doing of that which violates my commandments. However, you will never be forced to do so but your free will drives you to do so, and this can indeed be extremely weakened but it can be strengthened by Jesus Christ. Thus you will never need to be weak-willed if you call upon me, the Divine Redeemer, for strength. You will never need to sin if you surrender your will to me. I remedy your weakness. You are constantly under my protection and sin has no power over you as long as you yourselves do not concede it. What a mistake that you must sin, although your will is good. The weakness of will can be remedied at any time, for I died the death on the cross for it. But anyone who does not acknowledge me will also hardly turn his will towards me, and evil has power over him, and he can fall and sin because he does not know what it means to place his will under mine and to be cared for by my love and supplied with my strength from hour one. Sin is an open confession of turning away from me, which indeed can also be accomplished by a person who strives to be good. But at the moment of sin he is always given his will to evil. And since his will is free he will not be hindered by me as soon as he neglects to appeal to me for the grace of increased will and strength to resist. For as long as he surrenders to the adversary my strength is ineffective, i.e., he rejects it himself and draws the strength from that one. Then he sins by acting against my order, by disregarding my commandments of love and thus transgressing against them. But anyone who does not want to sin always has my grace at his disposal, and his will, which desires me, guarantees him the supply of this strength. For where would my love be if I wanted to make an earthly child's serious endeavor to be good more difficult by leaving it without help? How do you imagine this love which lets a person fall if it can hinder him? Which would let a person sin whose will is to live according to my good pleasure? Sin is always my adversary's work, whereas I want to protect all my creations from sin and also do so if they have given fell to me. Therefore, anyone who sins has given himself into my adversary's power of free will and must answer for it. And the greater his sin is, the further he is in the realization that he has the possibility to resist sin and thus the evil power through prayer, through the request of strength. For then his sin is conscious, and the magnitude of his guilt is correspondingly. Amen.